Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Show me the science with Professor Luke O'Neill.
Hello, Luke O'Neill here, and welcome to Show Me the Science. Now, this week, a very current topic, and I do try to stay abreast of the latest stuff as well, you know, because I keep coming across this. People ask me sometimes, where do I get my ideas from? I'm always scanning, you know, and I'm looking in the newspapers or online mainly, the latest stuff that's coming out. That's why science is brilliant. Anybody listening who's younger, great job, science, because it keeps new stuff keeps coming up that makes you think. And if you're a research scientist, of course, like I am, you can design experiments based on the new stuff and maybe even discover even newer things. But this week, all over the news is a thing that's very interesting. It's called the Enhanced Games. Now, again, people might be familiar with this. And what's going on here is there's a proposal, and it's going to happen, it looks like, to allow people to take performance-enhancing drugs to allow them to beat world records. Isn't that an incredible idea? And it's in the news because an Irish swimmer called Shane Ryan, he's an Olympian, by the way. He has represented Ireland 3 times at the Olympics. He's a swimmer. And he's also he is a holder of 10 Irish swimming records, so a very good swimmer. He's actually born in the US. His father is from Port Tarlington, and they came back to Ireland in 2015, and now he's a swimmer in the Olympic team. Not anymore, he won't be, because he's decided to put his hand up and take part in these enhanced games. And if you do that, it looks like as if you're banned from the regular sporting world, and in particular the Olympics, as I'll explain. But it's interesting that he has said he wants to do it. Many athletes say they're interested in this, and it's really interesting. And back in May of this year, the whole idea was launched in Las Vegas. Where else? I'll come back to that. That'll be relevant in a moment. By an Australian entrepreneur called Aaron D'Souza. He's the key person in this. It's his idea. He is an entrepreneur. He's a venture capitalist. Interesting person. He's got degrees in law and philosophy. 2 separate degrees from Oxford. And then he got into venture capital after this, which means investing in stuff. He was involved in PayPal, actually, I've noticed as well. It's his big idea. Now, what's the idea? It's to have what you might call a more honest Olympics. He is saying that athletes are taking dope anyway. And although it's regulated and they try to ban people, all the rest of it is still a feature. And he says, why not have a free-for-all of sorts? Now, you'll see in a minute he's putting some safety regulations on this. That's our concern. But he said, look, he said, if someone wants to take these performance-enhancing drugs, let them take them and we'll look after their health and we'll monitor them and we'll make sure they're okay and let them compete. And he got the idea, he said, he goes to the gym a lot, as many people do. And he noticed the weightlifters, right, in the gym, and he got talking to them, and most of them are taking some kind of testosterone or some supplement, it turns out. And that made him think, well, why not let them compete? If they're taking these drugs anyway, let them now compete in the weightlifting category. And then he began to muse about this and began to think about it. And then he looked into it a bit more closely. The only drugs they're allowed to take, if they wish, are approved drugs. So you can't be taking illegal drugs. Things like testosterone, which you can get for certain medical conditions. A second one is growth hormone. And the third is another hormone called erythropoietin. Now, these are used, they're prescribed for various medical conditions anyway, and athletes are taking them as a dose. They're banned, obviously, in sport, but still, they are being used by a certain number of athletes. So these are the ones they're allowing. You can't be taking things like cocaine, obviously. Illegal drugs were not accepted. But these drugs that are already approved are now being allowed to be used by athletes should they choose to use them. Now, why are these drugs being used? And this is the science part. Well, testosterone, as I hope people know, is an anabolic steroid, natural hormone, and its natural job is to build muscle. So the reason for muscle mass is testosterone. That's why men have bigger muscles than women. They make a bit more testosterone. Women make it too for their muscles, but men make more. That's why men have stronger muscles, because of testosterone. If you take testosterone, which some weightlifters do, that will build the muscle mass up hugely. The second one is growth hormone. Now, that was originally discovered, and I know some of the people actually who discovered growth hormone. It's a cytokine. And I work on these things called cytokines in my lab. These are signaling molecules in the body. They're mainly in the immune system. But growth hormone was discovered, and it looks like just like a cytokine. It's made during development and promotes growth. That's the first thing. And in fact, a major cause of dwarfism, which is when people are not developing properly, is a deficiency in growth hormone. That was discovered about 30 years ago now. And in fact, you rarely see dwarfism now because they give them growth hormone when they spot this, and now the people grow normally, you know, they develop normally. So it's used for that clinically, but it has a second property that was spotted, and that is it really does allow lean muscle to grow. So it seems to, especially a bit like testosterone, allows muscle mass to grow. And very importantly, it got popular as a dope because it allows muscles to recover more quickly. So after an event, your muscles have been under stress, they're slightly injured, you get these micro tears actually, and there's recovery time. If you take growth hormone, the muscle repairs much more quickly, and now you're good to go for the next event or whatever. So they began using growth hormone as a doping substance to allow muscle recovery after exertion. And then the third one is erythropoietin. That is a natural cytokine as well, actually. Its day job is to allow red blood cells to develop. Discovered, I think about 30-odd years ago as well, as the factor that's made to bring red blood cells out of your bone marrow. Now, red blood cells, their job is to carry oxygen. That's their job. That's what these erythrocytes do. So if you take erythropoietin, your red blood cell count goes up, carries more oxygen, and that really helps the muscles. Muscles burn oxygen. Remember, they burn carbohydrates, and then oxygen is needed for the burning. And the more oxygen in your muscles, the better the muscles are. And secondly, more stamina. Because after a while, muscles stop burning oxygen and begin to make a thing called lactate, and that puts pressure on the system. Loads of red blood cells, loads of oxygen, the muscles work much better. And that was obviously spotted as a great dope, you know, back about 30-odd years ago now, I suppose, and some athletes do take erythropoietin. It's a natural thing, and an interesting part of erythropoietin is if you train at altitude, which many athletes do, there's lower oxygen at altitude. Your body senses that and makes more erythropoietin to compensate for the lower oxygen, to bring out more red blood cells. And that's why people train at altitude, to make more of it naturally, you know. And that's interesting, isn't it? Because someone would say, well, look, they're kind of cheating. If you can afford to go and train up on Everest or whatever, you'll have an advantage over another athlete. You know, why not just take the stuff? And now we're not advocating that, but that's where some of the arguments are coming from in a way, you know. And high levels of erythropoietin, more red blood cells, more endurance, better muscle function, and that's been shown, you know, it's a natural thing. Now then, the problem with all of this, it sounds very good in principle, side effects. That's our biggest concern. So testosterone, very bad. If you take too much of it, it damages your heart, your liver. It'll actually cause infertility because you stop making your own and then the sperm don't grow properly. Growth hormone can damage the heart as well. The heart is often the place that gets injured because it's pumping away like crazy in these athletes, you see. And the heart is under huge strain. So growth hormone can damage the heart. It'll cause high blood pressure and it promotes diabetes, which nobody wants. Erythropoietin can damage the kidneys, actually. It's made in the kidneys. It's one of the big sources of it. Too much of it damages the kidneys. It can cause seizures and it can also cause the heart to fail. Now, there's a side effect that you don't want. Now, this is if you take too much of these things. And every drug will have side effects, you know. But still, these are not to be messed with, not to be taken lightly. So that's the concern, I suppose, allowing people to take them and compete, right? Now, the other thing I've noticed is, though, they're going to allow certain events where you can wear a limb prosthetic or you can have specialised running shoes. Now, for crying out loud, that seems strange to me. The goal of Aaron is just to beat records. It doesn't matter how you do it. What's the limit for the body? Can you push the body by taking performance-enhancing drugs or can you stick, you know, robotic legs on someone and see if they run even faster? So it's a strange one, isn't it? But still, they reckon that's going to be part of it too. It is all about the limit of human activity using whatever means, natural, unnatural. You know, that's the kind of the overall goal here. Now, what's fascinating is that to incentivize people, why would anybody do this, you might wonder? Well, guess what? Each event will have a $500,000 purse size. The winner of each event will be paid $250,000 cash prize. And very importantly, if you break a world record, you get $1 million. Now, that is tempting for these athletes, obviously. And we have the first example of it. It was a Greek swimmer, Christian Golomiev. He broke the 50-meter freestyle record, and he's on performance-enhancing drugs, and they gave him $1 million. He hasn't disclosed what drugs he took. He said he took them for 2 weeks before the event. And they say it's a privacy issue, but he took the drugs basically and he beat the world record and he got paid $1 million. So it just shows you, you can incentivize athletes to do this, you see, and that makes it intriguing. Now, how many athletes have signed up for it? Well, we have our example, of course, our own swimmer. Several athletes have signed up already, right? And there's a Ukrainian swimmer, Andrei Govorov. He holds the 50 metre butterfly record, world record. A British 50 metre freestyle swimmer called Ben Proud won the silver medal. He's taking part. A sprinter, Fred Curley, who won the 100 metre sprint at the 2022 World Championship. He's signed up for it. And D'Souza himself has said there are at least 500, what's he calling? He's calling them sleeper athletes, who've contacted him and said they want to take part. He said these, this is a great quote. He said, these people are breaking world records in their basements already. And they're sending us videos of it. And they're all keen to compete as well and go for this fantastic prize. Money is the idea, right? Now, where's the money coming from? Well, investors. And Peter Thiel, who is obviously Aaron's old mate from PayPal, he's invested. And who has invested? Donald Trump Jr. has invested. Now, there's a great quote from Donald Trump Jr., not senior. He said, the enhanced games represent the future. Real competition, real freedom, and real records being smashed. It's about excellence, innovation, and American dominance on the world stage. Good old Trump Jr. coming out with this sort of stuff. So it just shows you they've raised enough money anyway to provide the prize money. And guess where it's going to be happening? In Las Vegas. Now that tells you something. A resort in Las Vegas has agreed that it's going to be get modified actually to be used for this event. And it's going to happen next May. So things are in train for this enhanced games to go ahead. Now, obviously, there's been a major backlash. You can imagine the International Olympic Committee has issued a statement saying, if you want to destroy any concept of fair play and fair competition in sport, this is a good way to do it. It's completely at odds with the Olympic Games. The UK anti-doping people have said their mission is to protect sports people from doping. And yet this is encouraging it, you know. The US anti-doping agency is calling it a clown show, not real sport. So these people, obviously, the writing's on the wall in some ways, but they're still coming out and saying this is absolutely unacceptable. Now, what about the health risks? D'Souza has said it'll be very careful. The athletes, they'll be monitored. There'll be medical advice, both in pre-competition. There'll be full system clinical screening, blood tests, electrocardiograms for their heart. So he's saying we're going to monitor people very closely to make sure nothing untoward is happening here. But of course, people are also expressing concerns that younger people might be influenced to take these substances. Might be quite hard to control. So there are concerns around this. But D'Souza is saying it's up to the human, the adult human themselves. If they want to take these drugs, why would you stop them, you know? And another thing that I've read is we are in the age of enhancement anyway. There's loads of efforts in drug companies and all sorts to take medicines to enhance various things when you're not sick, you know, to help our muscles and help various things go. Healthy aging, the whole health span issue. And all these tech bros, and I've done a podcast on this before actually, they're investing in ways to enhance us, if you like, pharmaceutically. So it's sort of seen in the same arena. Why wouldn't you enhance us by taking these drugs, you see? That's the great hope. But the trouble, of course, is, as I say, these worrying side effects are all part of it. Now, as I say, you can't see it as sport. And D'Souza sort of does. I mean, he's thrilled with the notion that loads of records will be broken. Can you push us humans to the absolute limit? And that's his big interest. And when the guy broke the swimming record, the crowd were roaring, you know, as he swam. But to me, it sounds a bit like the Hunger Games. And the reason it's in Vegas is very telling, isn't it? The entertainment capital of the world. It's no wonder it's going to be held in Vegas as another spectacle to watch. But like, do we really want to watch humans competing to the limit, using potentially dangerous performance-enhancing drugs, putting their lives a little bit at risk for money and fame? Sounds a bit like rock and roll, but there you have it. Do you really want to watch that for your entertainment? It just seems a little bit unusual to me, it must be said. It's going to be intriguing to see, indeed, if some of these records get broken, I suppose. In other words, try to find out what the limit for humanity is. But surely a better way to do it is through natural processes. But still, it's a very interesting area, I think, quite controversial. Obviously enough, one to watch. Would you pay to watch these events next May, May 21st, 24th? It's going to be in Resorts World, is the venue in Vegas. I think a lot of people will sign up to see this, I bet you. But still, it seems to me to be a little bit unusual. And certainly me, who knows about erythropoietin and growth hormone, I'd be looking at this very carefully because these things can have untoward effects and worrying side effects. And you're not taking something because you're sick, remember. Normally we take medicines because we're ill. These are healthy people taking these medicines to enhance them in some way. And that's slightly different from the usual way we see medicine. But still, it's a really brave new world out there, isn't it, of human enhancement? Who knows what's going to happen next? And maybe Aaron will be seen as a pioneer. Maybe he'll be seen as a visionary. Who knows? But as I say, it's the health concerns that would worry you. And especially for younger people, that's a big concern, because these things in young bodies could be much more serious. So it's one to watch very, very carefully indeed. Keep an eye on it. Let's see if it goes ahead. It looks like it is going to go ahead. So watch it very carefully. Will you be shouting for Shane Ryan in that event as an Irish athlete? Maybe you will. Who knows? So there you have it. That is the science of performance enhancing games. Or PEGs, as they're called for short. They're also being called the Steroid Olympics, by the way, because most of them are on steroids. That's the science of performance enhancement. And thanks, as ever, for listening. And I hope you enjoyed that one. And my podcast is a News Talk production. I own it every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.